Shining City Audio, a John Meacham and C-13 original studio. On May 3rd, 1979, Margaret Thatcher is elected Prime Minister of Great Britain. I'm John Meacham, and this is Reflections of History.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bull & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Though many seek to do so, few politicians successfully lend their name to an entire philosophy. Margaret Thatcher was one of those few. Upon her death in 2013, the New York Times wrote, "By the time she left office in 1990, the principles known as Thatcherism, the belief that economic freedom and individual liberty are interdependent, that personal responsibility and hard work are the only ways to national prosperity, and that the free market democracies must stand firm against aggression, had won many disciples. Even some of her strongest critics accorded her a grudging respect."
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The daughter of a grocer, the Tory Thatcher won the 1979 general election with a margin of 44 seats. Her victory made her the first woman of the 20th century to be elected to lead a Western nation. Dubbed the Iron Lady for her implacability, Thatcher was seen as a kind of forerunner of Ronald Reagan's, who gave the United States Reaganism after he prevailed in the 1980 presidential election. "I am not a consensus politician," Thatcher once said. "I am a conviction politician," as was Reagan. In London and in Washington, the two presided over a significant era in which the marketplace was largely privileged over state action. And in foreign policy, they sought to stand strong against Soviet communism after a decade in which Western leaders had sought what was known as détente, or a relaxation of tensions. Reagan and Thatcher enjoyed each other immensely. So much so, in fact, that the next wave of leaders, including George H.W. Bush, sometimes grew tired of Thatcher's habit of speaking as if she and Reagan had single-handedly ended the Cold War. Yet the two had done much to ease tensions that they occasionally seemed to stoke. On meeting Mikhail Gorbachev, for instance, Mrs. Thatcher said, "I like Mr. Gorbachev. We can do business together." Her style was reminiscent of Winston Churchill's, her rhetoric stirring, her decisions often controversial. In the sweep of modern history, the age of Thatcher fits a rough pattern in the West, a pendulum between liberalism and conservatism as democracies debate the relative role of the state in the marketplace and the relative projection of force against commonly agreed upon foes and rivals. In the United States, that tension might be illustrated as a figurative conversation between Franklin Roosevelt and Ronald Reagan. In Great Britain, Thatcher embodied the conservative end of that debate. Of Reagan, Mrs. Thatcher wrote, "I knew that I was talking to someone who instinctively felt and thought as I did, not just about policies, but about a philosophy of government, a view of human nature." At Reagan's state funeral in Washington in 2004, Thatcher said this, "In his lifetime, Ronald Reagan was such a cheerful and invigorating presence that it was easy to forget what daunting historical tasks he set himself. He sought to mend America's wounded spirit, to restore the strength of the free world, and to free the slaves of communism. These were causes hard to accomplish and heavy with risk. And surely it is hard to deny that Ronald Reagan's life was providential when we look at what he achieved in the 8 years that followed. Others prophesied the decline of the West. He inspired America and its allies with renewed faith in their mission of freedom. Others saw only limits to growth. He transformed a stagnant economy into an engine of opportunity. Others hoped, at best, for an easy cohabitation with the Soviet Union. He won the Cold War, not only without firing a shot, but also by inviting enemies out of their fortress and turning them into friends." One suspects that Reagan might have said similar things had fate enabled him to eulogize her. Thank you for listening to Reflections of History, a creation of Shining City Audio, a C-13 Originals and John Meacham studio. Reflections of History is executive produced by me, John Meacham, and Chris Corcoran, Chief Content Officer and Founding Partner of Cadence 13. Production and editing led by Lloyd Lockridge and Chris Basil. Production assistance and operations by Paige Heimson, Andy Jaskowitz, Adam Macias, and Kelly Rafferty. Research assistance by Sarah Jean Caver. Cadence 13 is an Odyssey company.
Do you wake up in a cold sweat from your work dreams?
Have a coworker who keeps inviting you to do escape rooms?
Can't get a coworker to agree to do escape rooms?
Or are you just genuinely not sure how to take the next step in your career?
I'm Kate.
And I'm Kim. And together we run Amy Poehler's company, Paper Kite Productions.
We've been friends and colleagues for years, so we know how important it is to feel like someone has your back at work.
And we want to be that for you.
So we're hosting a weekly advice show where we answer all your work-related questions.
Something amazing happened. I got offered my dream job.
How am I supposed to bring this up to him without hurting his feelings? What should I do?
I want to skip the pleasantries without being an asshole.
Careful, money and friends, they don't mix, babes.
They don't. And don't work with your friends, make your friends at work.
All right, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but that was actually $1 million advice.
Whether you need advice or just love to listen to other people's problems, this show is for you.
Listen and follow Million Dollar Advice, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.